Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fornelis. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Fornelis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrasquel for the out. Rivera moves to third. Two outs. Mike Fornelis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fornelis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. Simpson moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Strickland moves to third. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Fortnelis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnelis is 0-for-1 in the game. Fortnelis bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Mealy moves to second. Tom Wright pinch hits for Bob Elliott. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Mealy moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mealy scores. Lawler moves to third. Wright moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krisnick pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden now pitching. Rocky Krisnick now playing third base. Fred Marsh now playing shortstop. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krisnick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyd hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen is walked intentionally. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Avila scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Bud Sheely now catching. Luis Aloma now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Krisnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson pinch runs for Bud Sheely. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Strickland strikes out. One out. Bill Glenn pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for early win. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to second. Owen Friend pinch runs for Joe Ginsburg. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Friend moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Wally Westlake pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorisch fields it and throws to home to get Friend. Westlake moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-4 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Westlake scores. Avila moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Joe Dobson now pitching. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Luke Easter. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Bob Hooper now pitching. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Joe Tipton now catching. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0-for-1 in the game. Krusnik hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-4 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.